With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Several of the world's largest fertilizer producers were hit with a class action lawsuit last week accusing the companies of conspiring to inflate fertilizer prices for U.S. farmers. They say the conspiracy added thousands of dollars in input costs per farm and raised major concerns across the agricultural supply chain. Union Line Farms of Iowa filed the suit and targets many of the companies currently dominating the global fertilizer market. The suit names companies like Mosaic, Nutrien, Koch Agronomic Services, and others, alleging that they coordinated production and pricing strategies to artificially increase the cost of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, key inputs for crop production across U.S. agriculture. When prices began rising sharply during supply chain disruptions and geopolitical tensions in 2020, the suit alleges that prices remained elevated long after those pressures had ceased. The suit said fertilizer costs increased by 60% between 2021 and 2022, adding an estimated $128,000 in additional costs per farm in 2022 alone. Top U.S. and Chinese economic officials held what were called remarkably stable talks in Paris over this past weekend on several topics. Reports say the discussion centered on potential areas of agreement in agriculture, critical minerals, and managed trade for U.S. President Donald Trump, Chinese President Xi Jinping to consider in Beijing. Sources familiar with the talks said that the Chinese side showed additional willingness toward buying more U.S. agricultural goods, including poultry, beef, and non-soybean row crops, adding that China is still committed to buying 25 million tons of American soybeans each of the next 3 years. However, reports have said the President Donald Trump considering a delay in the visit to China at the end of the month as he wants to increase the pressure on Beijing to help reopen the Strait of Hormuz and calm oil prices that have soared during the Iranian war. The USDA's National Institute of Food and Agriculture, or NIFA, launched a new competitive grants program to rapidly address emerging and re-emerging pest and disease threats across the nation's food and agricultural systems. The grants program, titled Rapid Response to Emerging and Re-emerging Pest and Disease Events Across Food and Agriculture Systems, is designed to deploy timely, science-based solutions to protect agricultural productivity, ecosystem health, and food security. This program empowers researchers and extension professionals to act quickly, delivering practical solutions that safeguard our agricultural communities and the nation's food supply. That coming from Dr. Jay Hamby, director of NIFA. Applications must directly address the effects associated with the emergence or reemergence within the last 180 days of pests or diseases in animal or plant production systems or within the food supply. For more information, producers can visit nifa.usda.gov. 64 agricultural groups cited the impact of the Middle East conflict on a letter sent to two of the nation's largest fertilizer producers, urging them to support the removal of duties on imported phosphate products from Morocco. The recent Middle East conflict has led to increases in the prices of U.S. fertilizer, regardless of actual impact to the U.S. supply, said the letter, which was sent to the Mosaic Company and J.R. Simplot. We strongly urge efforts to lower and stabilize prices by renouncing support of phosphate duties incurred through anti-dumping and countervailing duty investigations. In 2020, the Commerce Department, acting on a petition by Mosaic, imposed duties on phosphate fertilizers imported from Morocco and Russia. At the time, Mosaic claimed that unfairly subsidized foreign companies were flooding the U.S. market with fertilizers and selling them at extremely low prices. The petition was supported at the time by J.R. Simplot. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.